right, 707 FM Talk 106.5. If you're not headed out this morning, get ready. The wet streets are pretty much everywhere for Mobile and Baldwin County. Showers tracking off the Gulf northward and drifting eastward at the same time. Dr. Bill with more on that coming up at 7:35, plus a look at the tropics. And also three big things, top of the stack on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. You can go there, check out what's new this morning with newfound aggressiveness. The GOP ramps up the Kavanaugh fight. We'll get into that. Also, lottery could be on lawmakers' agenda this year, and Bill Cosby's day of reckoning comes in his sexual assault case. All that on the front page of FMTalk1065.com with lots more. Check us out right now. Now check out headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. An argument turns into domestic violence and ends with shots fired and one person transported to the hospital. Frederick Ware of Pritchard is accused of shooting his girlfriend after the two got into a heated disagreement. The disagreement was about whether or not he was faithful, and Pritchard police said the woman then wanted to end the relationship. The victim, she was shot in the shoulder on College Street more than 1 week ago, but Ware was arrested on Monday. Ware is accused of pulling out a gun and shooting his girlfriend and then leaving the scene. She was taken to the University Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Police confirmed Ware also shot at an officer who was pursuing him, but thankfully that officer was uninjured. News from across the bay as a man pulled over for a routine traffic stop is now in the Baldwin County Jail after 51 grams of methamphetamine were discovered in his vehicle. 44-year-old David Allen Smith is from Pensacola. He was formerly charged with drug trafficking. He's also charged with possession of marijuana, prescription drugs, and other controlled substances. That's according to county jail records. Bond was set at $300,000, but because he has an outstanding warrant in Alabaster, he was not eligible to be released. At this hour, he remains at the Baldwin County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, a couple new traffic issues to add to the mix. The light there at Adsco eastbound causeway, that's an accident there. Plus, the light at the Bankhead Tunnel is flashing red.
Yeah, that's a caller just called in, 343-0106, for a traffic tip. But yeah, all kinds of trouble over there next to the or on the Bayway and Causeway this morning.
Yeah, so I get ready for that this morning. You can always, of course, drop us a call or a text at 343-0106. Coming up, it was last night some people are saying a fiery Brett Kavanaugh. That would assume that you know what he's like all the time. I thought it was a measured Brett Kavanaugh, mm-hmm, responding to questions from Martha McCallum. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Also, we'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Opening statements in the trial of a woman charged with going on a killing spree with her boyfriend will begin this morning. Mary Rice is accused of helping Billy Boyette go on a two-state murder spree last year that kept the Gulf Coast on edge for a week. That trial is happening in Escambia County for three murders in Florida. Rice is expected to also face a trial in Baldwin County. A Loxley man is in jail on charges of rape, sodomy, and sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12. 45-year-old Quinn Patrick Hemme is being held on a $90,000 bond after his arrest following a two-week investigation. Loxley police say a forensic interview of the victim provided enough probable cause for the arrest. The investigation alleges the abuse had gone on for the last 4 to 6 years. A man has died days after he was hit by a pickup while riding his bike. That accident happened Friday. 49-year-old Jonathan Cox of Lillian was riding his bike on Carrier Drive near County Road 99 when he was hit. He was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital where he died. The 85-year-old driver of the truck has not been charged. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
His tropical weather forecasting game is strong.
Coming in directly, this produces a much larger storm surge.
So depend on staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for the latest tropical weather update on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5. Segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. That's my friend Trey. Don't hold it against him. He's good people. And his crew doing great work in Mobile and Baldwin counties. You got junk you need gone from your office, a home you're getting ready to sell, your home. It's not a junk drawer. It's a junk room. I'm not pointing at you. Okay, I am pointing at you directly. Hey, time to do something about it. Get the junk gone. You do that by picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Now time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by T. Batchelor & Sons and the Rolling Tigers Booster Club.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn football back on the practice field today as it prepares for homecoming against Southern Miss. Offensive coordinator Chip Lindsey spent two seasons in Hattiesburg putting together the Golden Eagles offenses.
We were in a situation there where we were trying to rebuild the program a little bit, and we're able to do that. It's very rewarding. The people there love football. Great people that work at the university there. The community supports that place, and they'll always be, Southern Miss will play with an edge, and they'll always be ready to go.
Saturday's game kicks at 3 p.m. Now this message from Alpha Insurance.
In basketball, every point counts. And at Alpha Insurance, we know when it comes to your budget, every dollar counts. That's why we work to get you the lowest rates and best discounts available. Plus, every Alpha Insurance policy comes with personal service from a hometown team. Find your local agent at alphainsurance.com and start saving today.
Auburn soccer is gearing up for Friday's match at South Carolina. Karen Hoppe's squad coming off a week in which they tied one match and suffered their first loss of the year.
We had our opportunities in both games. Both games were close, and both games could have gone either way, and certainly both games could have gone our way, and they just didn't this time, and that's kind of how the game of soccer goes. So we can't overreact. We have to learn from it, and we have to get better for sure, because obviously as we keep going into conference, things get tougher and tougher and tougher as the season goes on.
Friday's match in Columbia begins at 6 p.m. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Mark your calendars. It's the 5th annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Support Auburn University Wheelchair Basketball. November 14th from 6 till 9 p.m. at St. Dominic's Murphy Center. Enjoy great music, delicious food and drink catered by Bay Gourmet, and be entered for the $10,000 drawdown. Tickets are $100 per couple and are available at Rim Animal Clinic. A great time with great people supporting Auburn Wheelchair Basketball and a chance to win $10,000. Don't miss the annual Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash. Call Rim Animal Clinic for your ticket today.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
716, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Over a 5.5 mile delay westbound I-10 on the Bayway. Had three different accidents now into clearing stages. Moffitt and Chingdary, they've got the lights acting up there. Also, the lights acting up at the Concord Causeway at the Bankhead Tunnel. We've got an accident right in front of Atsco in the clearing stages. Another accident's off of Halls Mill Road between Halls Mill Service Road and that overturned vehicle at Moffitt and Roland. It's $10 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's. All of our signature and gourmet pizzas are just $10. Or get a stuffed pizza for just $2 more. Fresh take and bake pizza at the best price. $10 Tuesday at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I want to tell you a story about a man named Dave. You know, he worked real hard, and to his family, all he gave. Then one day, he was out shooting in the yard, and wouldn't you know it, up through the ground come a bubbling lard. Sewer line, that is. Stinky stuff, big trouble. Well, first thing you know, old Dave's in deep doo-doo. And the wife said, Dave, now what are you gonna do? Said, Mobile Bay Coins is a place you need to go. So they loaded up the truck and they headed down the road. Mobile Bay Coins, that is. Great deals on jewelry, rare coins, bullion. Well, now it's time to say goodbye to Dave and all his kin. Mobile Bay Coins gets him out of all the trouble that he's in. You're all invited back next week to Government Boulevard. Their super deals are sure to make you a superstar. Mobile Bay Coins. Shop a spell. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Much more than a coin store. 2204 Government Street on Facebook, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or call 251-725-1590.
718 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. Doc's in just about 12 minutes. We'll talk with him more about these showers. That's what's causing all the traffic issues this morning. Well, actually, the showers, the cars on the wet roadways are, but the showers are leading to the wet roadways. Showers all through Mobile County, Baldwin County, over towards Pensacola and back towards Pascagoula as well. And Dr. Bill will give us our forecast for the rest of the day, the rest of the week, and even a look forward to the weekend coming up in just a just about 12 minutes. Also, I mentioned this earlier, got a couple texts. People said, I want to know what it is. A new survey asked people, what goes into having a good work-life balance?
Okay, this
is having a well-rounded life, came out in the New York Post. So here are their picks for the top 10 things that you do that show you have a well-rounded life.
Okay.
Number one, spending time with your family. Ding, ding, ding. That's good.
Yep.
Number two, so I failed this one, watching TV and movies.
I do that.
So you, but you're well-rounded. That's good. Number three, getting enough sleep.
On occasion.
And I don't get that either, Sean. But I got one. I got to spend time with the family. Number four, taking time for yourself every day.
Maybe occasionally, yeah. I'm sure
okay,
I do.
Okay, that's number four there. Number five, listening to music or podcast. Ding, ding, ding. I do that.
Yep.
Number six, spending time with friends.
Not as much.
Not as much?
No.
I try to make time for
every few weekends.
Okay, yeah, I try to do it once every week or two. Yeah, I try to do exactly that. Keeping your house clean and organized.
As much as possible.
Ding, ding, ding. All right. Number eight here, having grown-up fun time. Grown-up fun time.
Ding, 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 ding.
There you go. All right, all right. Number nine here, spending time outdoors in nature. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, you
ding,
do
ding,
plenty
ding,
of that.
Ding, ding, yes.
Only when I'm cutting the grass, really.
Number 10 here, spending time with a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding, ding.
All
ding,
the
ding,
time.
Ding. Yeah. Those pets are always wanting attention.
That's a good list. I think that does make pretty well-rounded
life. So, I scored 6 out of 10 or something like that. I'm 7 out of 10. I'm almost passing, so did pretty good. Score yourself. Let us know how you did on the text line at 343-0106. Coming up, the interview with Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh last night with Martha McCallum. Has a lot of people talking. We'll get you some of the clips coming up right after headlines with Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The most powerful woman in business has just been named, and she is an Alabama alum. Her name is Marilyn Hewson. Her titles include Chairman, President, and CEO of Lockheed Martin. According to Fortune magazine, the 64-year-old took over that role in 2013, and the company's market cap has since doubled. Here's what they say in Fortune, quote, Hewson has become the top purveyor of U.S. defense at a time when geopolitical threats and the government funding that goes along with them abound not just on Earth, but also in space and cyberspace. As the head of the country's largest government contractor, Houston rises to number one this year, having positioned Lockheed Martin in the sweet spot to cater to the modern military's needs, from its humming F-35 fighter jet program to its ability to equip the White House's proposed Space Force. Houston is a two-time graduate of UA with a bachelor's degree in business administration and a master's in economics. And back in July, she and her husband gifted the university with a $15 million gift to benefit the Culver House College of Business. That is the largest one-time financial contribution in the school's history. We'll talk about a light show. We now have more information about that fireball many people saw across five states Saturday night. NASA officials said that it was only about 5 inches wide and weighed 4 pounds. NASA cameras in northeast Georgia and North Carolina caught the meteor at 10:11 p.m. Central Standard Time. But the distance and positions, well, that's what made it impossible to compute its path. But they say, based on eyewitness accounts, the meteor's origin, about 56 miles above Oak Bowery, Alabama, which is just north of Auburn, it traveled 38 miles through the atmosphere before burning up 26 miles above the town of Cragford. Witnesses in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Mississippi, and Tennessee all reported seeing the fireball this weekend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
I'm not going to let false accusations drive us out of this process, and we're looking for a fair process where I can be heard and defend my integrity, my lifelong record of promoting dignity and equality for women, starting with the women who knew me when I was 14 years old. I'm not going anywhere.
There he is. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh said last night he will not step aside after a second woman has accused him of sexual misconduct decades ago. With President Trump and fellow Republicans showing no signs of relenting in their push for his Senate confirmation, he says he is not going to withdraw. Of course, that interview with Martha McCallum aired on Fox News. Now, I saw some people on social media that were going after Martha McCallum for her questions last night. It wouldn't be an interview. I think Martha McCallum had a completely respectful. It's some hard subject. She has to ask those questions, or why have the interview?
Exactly. And if she doesn't do her job, there's plenty of journalists that are ready to take her place,
right,
and ask the tough questions if she weren't to do that. But I also saw, I mean, it perfectly encaptures the how America feels about this, the division. Because if you look online, half the people are saying that they were softballs and that they don't believe a word Kavanaugh said last
night.
And then you have the other people saying she was way too tough on him, and this doesn't
need to
happen.
The reality is it was measured. I mean, it was, you know, exactly right. I mean, where are the people that are go in the middle go, you know, there's some tough questioning, but that's what she's supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get into more of that as Brett Kavanaugh responded to questions from Martha McCallum.
The truth is I've never sexually assaulted anyone in high school or otherwise. I am not questioning and have not questioned that perhaps Dr. Ford at some point in her life was sexually assaulted by someone in some place. But what I know is I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I never did any such thing. Never did any such thing. The other people alleged to be there don't recall any such thing. If such a thing had happened, it would have been the talk of campus. The women I knew in college and the men I knew in college says it's inconceivable that I could have done such a thing.
And, you know, I think it's interesting, too, is he stays with this, that it's not a misinterpretation of what happened. He's saying he was not there. He was not there.
Yes, there were parties, and the drinking age was 18, and yes, the seniors were legal and had beer there. And yes, people might have had too many beers on occasion, and people generally in high school, I think all of us have probably done things we look back on in high school and regret or cringe a bit, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about an allegation of sexual assault. I've never sexually assaulted anyone. I did not have sexual intercourse or anything close to sexual intercourse in high school or for many years thereafter. And the girls from the schools I went to and I were
so
friends.
So you're saying that all through all these years that are in question, you were a virgin?
That's correct.
There it is, some of that interview from last night with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
And also last night, if you're watching this interview or heard, talk of a yearbook
Yeah, what is the yearbook discussion?
Okay,
yeah.
So New York Times published a story last night, and now we're going through Brett Kavanaugh's high school yearbook. They lead with, it tells the story, offers a glimpse of the teenage years of the man who's now President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. Lots of football, plenty of drinking, parties at the beach. Among the reminiscences about sports and booze is a mysterious entry, Renate alumnus, said the word Renate appears at least 14 times in the Georgetown Preparatory School's 1983 yearbook. That's where Kavanaugh went to school. Mm-hmm. It's in individuals pages and in a group photo of nine football players. They were described as the Renate alumni, and Kavanaugh was part of this group, according to the New York Times. Say it's a reference to Renate Schroeder, who is a student at a nearby Catholic girls' school. Said that the football players and Kavanaugh included were boasting about their conquests, including this woman's name in their yearbook. And there was a Georgetown prep student at the time who, it appears, gave this story to the New York Times. He said, they were very disrespectful, at least verbally, with Renate. I can't express how disgusted I am with them then and now.
Who is this person that's making the allegation?
His name is Sean Hagan. He was a Georgetown prep student at the time. But now it's devolved to where we're talking about what he wrote in his yearbook and what that says about him as a man now.
Wow. President had this to say yesterday.
Well, we hope he's going to be confirmed. He's a fine, fine man, a great scholar, great at everything he's ever done. And it would be sad indeed if something happened to reroute that. This is a fine man, and we certainly hope he's going to be confirmed, and quickly. His family has suffered. His family has suffered. What's going on is not something that should happen. Brett Kavanaugh is an absolute outstanding person. Hopefully, he will be confirmed quickly.
Also, taking to the floor of the Senate yesterday, Mitch McConnell.
Let's put aside this last-minute, unsubstantiated smear. Let's return to the facts. Let's have a fair hearing on Thursday. Here are the facts that we do have.
All right. We'll talk about that. What do you think? What are the facts in this case? And what about that interview last night? We'll talk more about that in the 8 o'clock hour when we turn up your voice. You got an idea you want to drop right now? You can always do that on the text line, 343-0106. What about the rain? Dr. Bill will talk about that and the tropics coming up. Plus, we'll check in with News 5 right now.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Funeral arrangements for two Blount High School students, 15-year-old Nariah Hughes and 17-year-old Menorah Smith, and their stepfather, Mike Allen, have been set for Saturday. The three were killed in a fire at their 8 Mile home Sunday.
You know, all this love and support, I ain't gonna lie, it's helping me. It's helping me.
Alicia Allen and two other children made it out safely. Their home was destroyed. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help the family. Funeral services will be at 10 o'clock Saturday morning at the Sunlight District Auditorium in Pritchard. A man accused of shooting a man in a Walmart parking lot at the I-65 service road in Mobile is bonded out of jail. 29-year-old Michael Perkins and two co-workers got into an argument outside the store Sunday night. During the argument, police say Perkins shot a man in the leg. The victim is expected to recover. Perkins was arrested and charged with assault. More than a week has passed since Hurricane Florence struck the East Coast, and for some, the worst is yet to come. Georgetown County, South Carolina, is likely to see floodwaters at least 10 feet deep this week. The area missed the worst of Hurricane Florence, but it's located in the mouths of three rivers. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Double rebates. That's right, double rebates. Up to $400 off. Now available at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes on all Liberty Colonial models and up. Unbelievable savings on clearance models with instant cash rebates, free accessories, up to $150, free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles, and 0% interest with approved credit. Now is the time to save on a Liberty Safe at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. The best and largest selection of safes on the Gulf Coast. Own peace of mind. Own a Liberty Safe from Mike Ward's. That's exit 5B, Moffitt, and I-65 in Mobile. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's okay if Deborah Ramirez, the second woman accusing Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misconduct, joins accuser Christine Blasey Ford at Thursday's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. This, as Attorney Michael Avenetti says, another woman has information about sexual misconduct involving Kavanaugh, and she will go public within 48 hours. The notice is out to thousands of residents in Georgetown County, South Carolina. Evacuate now before historic flooding hits the area.
At least 10 feet. That's how much flooding Georgetown County, South Carolina, is expected to get this week. County Administrator Sel Hemingway urges residents to evacuate.
We are prepared to open additional shelters should the need arise.
Meanwhile, progress in North Carolina with Interstate 95 once again open to traffic, but major flooding remains in some areas. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The Pittsburgh Steelers beating the Buccaneers 30-27 on Monday Night Football. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Ticket prices at Disney World will vary under a new online planning tool being rolled out. Prices at the resort's four theme parks will be tweaked so they're the same instead of the Magic Kingdom having a higher price. Disney introduced flexible pricing 3 years ago as an incentive for guests to visit during less busy times. Under the new plan, prices will be based on the day they're used. Single-day tickets will range from $109 to $129. The new pricing program begins on October 16th. Boeing has secured a Pentagon contract worth up to $2.4 billion to provide helicopters for protecting nuclear missile bases. The initial deal covers four helicopters, but the Air Force ultimately wants to buy 84 of the choppers by 2031. Google CEO Sundar Pichai plans to appear at a private meeting of top GOP lawmakers on Friday and again at a public hearing. He's expected to answer questions about the company's work in China and its market power. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic interaction, it's now Moffitt and Roland. That overturned vehicle that hit a power pole. Moffitt and Pine Tucky Road and McFarland and Cody and Fellhorn Road and Battleship Parkway to Atsco Road, right at the entrance to Austell. And we've got accidents clearing on Airport and Air Terminal Drive and Airport and Flame Pierce Road. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffitt Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. Come see the new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot to Revere Double Wide and pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher. Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
That's, we're watching these showers training through Mobile and Baldwin County, leading to some wet roadways this morning. You said this is going to stick around.
Yeah, it's going to be the pattern, not only for today, but tomorrow and also Thursday. I've got an upper air disturbance, plenty of moisture coming in from the Gulf, and a combination there is one for numerous showers and occasional thunderstorms, and some of those thunderstorms can produce some heavy downpour, pick up an inch of rain in a short period of time. So today, mostly cloudy, good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. Look at temperatures today in the 80s, anywhere from 86 to 88 degrees, which means we have a little bit of sunshine now and then. As for tonight, the rain tapers off a bit, but still some showers around, low in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, Let's go again with showers and thunderstorms and temperatures in the mid-80s. Now, looking ahead to Thursday, same pattern. Showers and thunderstorms, high in the low to mid-80s. Friday, a little bit of an improvement. More sunshine, but still showers and thunderstorms are likely, high in the upper 80s. And over the weekend, high pressure begins to build into the upper atmosphere, and that's going to reduce the number of thunderstorms, give us more sunshine, be partly cloudy for Saturday and Sunday with mainly afternoon thunderstorms and highs near 90 degrees. But nothing in the way of dry air here, at least through the weekend. But hopefully, maybe later next week, we may see a little bit of a touch of autumn, we hope.
Well, I mean, it's through my funky recollections, quite often we do get a little patch of dry air here towards the end of September.
That's right. And but maybe this will be moving in, but it looks like it's going to take October to get it here.
All right. Let's talk about the tropics. What are you watching there?
You know, we actually have still a named storm. Nothing to worry about. Leslie is way out in the central Atlantic. It's really a tropical depression, and it's sort of meandering around, no threat to anybody. Kirk was a tropical storm down in the southern portion of the North Atlantic. It's headed for the Caribbean, but now it's just a remnants of the storm. But it looks like it could rebuild a bit. But then, when it gets into the Caribbean, it's going to be a wipeout. It looks like it will fall apart because of very unfavorable conditions. We have a low pressure system off the Carolina coast. It's not a tropical system yet. Fortunately for North Carolina, it is moving away from that area and headed out into the open North Atlantic.
Okay, because, I mean, they still had rivers cresting here over the last couple days in the Carolinas. They can use a break from the rain.
A long-term event, and they don't need any more rain right now.
That's for sure. All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with a forecast 24/7. Look at the tropics all hurricane season long. And remember, you can go get his forecast from us online. If you want to go to the podcast of shows, you can check him out there on the front page of fmtalk1065.com. If you want to go to, like, classic forecasts from Dr. Bill, then you can get them. Yeah, you know, like, it's like, man, remember when he forecasted that storm? You can go back and get them. All right. Also on the way in state news, I know a lot of discussion, of course, around Washington right now and the Kavanaugh confirmation proceedings and the allegations made, but also right here at home, a discussion of 2019 session. Yeah, they're already looking at what's going to happen in Montgomery in 2019. Speaker of the House, Mac McCutcheon, says,
I can say for sure that you'll see a lottery bill in the first session coming up. Now, I can't determine what the vote's going to be because I've got to see the bill.
More details on that coming up next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marsden, we explore the changing world of banking in a time of Venmo, PayPal, and extraordinary regulation post-2008 recession. More after this from Roberts Brothers. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Bibb Lamar is the president and CEO of Service First Bank's Mobile Area Operations. Alex Arendall is the senior vice president of commercial lending for the Mobile area. To remain relevant to changing customers, their banking model has had to change to become much more nimble and creative, and Service First seems to have the key. The size of Service First deposits would suggest 100 more branches than they actually have. How are they doing so much more with so much less? What's the winning model? For more, listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarsden.com.
All right, 740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Boarding's glad to have you here on this Tuesday. A Common Sense Campaign has a forum coming up tonight on changing Fairhope's form of government to a city manager mayor. from a council from that system, city manager, mayor, to a mayor council form of government as it presently is. Could be a vote in Fairhope on this issue on the 2nd of October. Maybe. I saw a story that said maybe it wouldn't happen. The forum is the only public debate on this issue. Once again, this is going on changing Fairhope's form of government to a city manager slash mayor form versus a mayor council form. So that's going on tonight. This is happening starting at, I think they said, 5:30. It's going to be at the Fairhope Library. And yeah, it starts at 5:30, goes till 7:30 tonight. So you want to see the future of Fairhope's form of government. That's happening tonight in Fairhope. Good place for it. 7:41, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. You now have yet another option in the world of grocery shopping, as Shipt now delivers groceries and goods from Greer's Markets here in Alabama and in Florida. Biola Battery, 8 Mile, Fairhope, Grand Bay, Mobile, Pritchard, Saraland, Sims, and Theodore. I am talking to you. And in the Pensacola metro area, those areas include Lillian, Myrtle Grove, and Pensacola. All of these cities now have this new option. According to the Vice President of Marketing for Greer's, Jan Greer-Infinger, she says the company is excited about the move and, quote, our slogan since the early 1900s is Greer's got it. We guarantee it. This commitment to our customers continues in store and online. Now, here's how it works. Items ordered, they will be delivered within a one-hour window and paid for through the app. And for a limited time, new area Shipt members who sign up will receive an annual membership for $49. It's regularly priced at $99. And if you'd like to be a Shipt shopper, go to Shipt.com and click Get Paid to Shop. If you love gaming, and I'm not talking about video gaming, but Scrabble. Oh, yes, there are now 300 new words headed to your next game, and many players are rejoicing thanks to the options and the new points. Talking about words like okay and ew and yowza and zen. How about macaroon, the French sandwich cookie? And then there's bizjet. Bizjet means a small plane used for business. That would be worth a whopping 120 points on an opening play, but only if it's made into a plural with an S. That's due to the 50-point bonus for using all seven tiles and the double word bonus space usually played at the beginning. Merriam-Webster released the sixth edition of the official Scrabble Players Dictionary on Monday, 4 years since the last. The official dictionary now holds more than 100,000 words. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
7:45, FM Talk 106.5. Well, after the November general election, those that win, they're heading back to Montgomery in 2019 for session. Speaker of the House, Mac McCutcheon, says lottery will be on the docket.
I can say for sure that you'll see a lottery bill in the first session coming up. Now, I can't determine what the vote's going to be because I've got to see the bill. If we have a lottery bill out there, it must be clearly defined so that the people of Alabama have no doubt what the lottery issue is going to be. We don't want to confuse that bill with other gambling interest. If it's going to be a lottery, then let's make it a statewide lottery so that people can look at it, and then let's make a determination.
Of course, the other question is going to be, what is it going to be for, right? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be for the children, or is it going to be for the general fund, or is it going to be for infrastructure? But no doubt the discussion is coming up in 2019. I guess when the speaker says it will, that means it's not going to get squashed and round-filed.
I think the best way to figure out what we should put that lottery money into, if the lottery does pass, maybe put a roulette wheel up there. with some different, you know, infrastructure, like you said, for the schools
okay,
and then wherever it lands.
We're going to gamble on where the proceeds from gambling go. I think that's wise.
I think so.
That's wise. It's also National Voter Registration Day. First observed in 2012, so it's not exactly an old, it's kind of a new
I remember.
Thing. Yeah, back in 2012. According to the folks at, I love this, according to the folks at NationalVoteRegistrationDay.org, they say it's been growing in popularity every year since.
For six strong years.
That the people that put it together say it's been growing in popularity. It's held the fourth Tuesday of September. National Voter Registration Day is observed today. So how do you celebrate? Well, I guess register to vote.
I guess so.
Done such. All right, 746 FM Talk 106.5 News 5 is next.
Papa Murphy's understands your busy schedule. Control dinner on your schedule. No waiting for a greasy box of delivery pizza. Turn knob, get pizza. Choose a signature recipe or get creative with fresh meats and veggies. Pile on the pepperoni and cheese or go flat out gourmet. Add Papa Murphy's cookie dough and make it a meal. Seven locations, Airport Boulevard, Hillcrest at Cottage Hill, Daphne, Foley, Sims, and Government at Azalea. Fresh, easy, delicious. Papa Murphy's.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Opening statements in the trial of a woman charged with going on a killing spree with her boyfriend will begin this morning. Mary Rice is accused of helping Billy Boyette go on a two-state murder spree last year that kept the Gulf Coast on edge for a week. That trial is happening in Escambia County for three murders in Florida. Rice is expected to also face a trial in Baldwin County. A Locksley man is in jail on charges of rape, sodomy, and sexual abuse of a child under the age of 12. 45-year-old Quinn Patrick Hemme is being held on a $90,000 bond after his arrest following a two-week investigation. Locksley police say a forensic interview of the victim provided enough probable cause for the arrest. The investigation alleges the abuse had gone on for the last 4 to 6 years. A man has died days after he was hit by a pickup while riding his bike. That accident happened Friday. 49-year-old Jonathan Cox of Lillian was riding his bike on Carrier Drive near County Road 99 when he was hit. He was airlifted to Sacred Heart Hospital, where he died. The 85-year-old driver of the truck has not been charged. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 748 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for starting your day with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Pittsburgh Steelers held on to defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30-27. Pittsburgh's Ben Roethlisberger had a big night, passing for 353 yards with three touchdowns and one interception. Tampa Bay quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick threw three interceptions in the first half as Tampa fell behind 30-10, but a strong second half got him back in the game. Fitzpatrick finished with 411 yards, three touchdowns, and those three first half interceptions. The Steelers have had some off-field drama, with all-star running back Le'Veon Bell staying home in a contract dispute. Following the game, head coach Mike Tomlin spoke with the media, said it was a hard-fought win.
Man, it was a tough, hard-fought game. Man, appreciate the efforts of the guys. I thought we played extremely hard, made the necessary plays, really. Tip of the cap to a lot of people.
That was the Steelers' first win of the season and Tampa Bay's first loss. In some NFL injury news, the San Francisco 49ers confirmed yesterday that quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo will miss the remainder of the season after tearing his ACL late in Sunday's game against Kansas City. Garoppolo will soon go on season-ending injured reserve, and former Iowa quarterback C.J. Beathard will take over as the starter. In college football news, Clemson Tigers head coach Dabo Swinney named true freshman Trevor Lawrence the starting quarterback after the young phenom tossed four touchdowns in the Tigers' 49-21 win over Georgia Tech. Lawrence will step in for senior quarterback Kelly Bryant. Bryant started quarterback last season for Clemson, leading them to the Tigers' third straight college football playoff appearance. Well, with Tiger Woods picking up his first PGA Tournament victory in 5 years, it's safe to say that he is officially back, and so are the TV ratings that follow Tiger. Sunday's final round coverage on NBC of Woods getting his 80th career PGA Tour win earned a 5.21 overnight rating. That's up 206% from last year's Tour Championship, and it also makes it the highest-rated telecast in the history of the FedEx Cup playoffs and the highest-rated PGA Tour telecast this year outside of the major tournaments. And And NBC reports that Sunday's final round also had 18.4 million minutes streamed across NBC Sports digital platforms. That's only up 561% from last year.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, and it's the most streamed NBC Sports Sunday round on record. That's excluding majors. So Tiger Woods, good for business.
Yes, good for golf, good for the people that sell golf stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Tiger is back, and so are the ratings.
And he was that close to picking up the $10 million check for being the FedEx Cup champion.
Wow.
But Tiger, he'll have to do without that $10 million.
Yeah, he'll make things, he'll make ends meet somehow.
I think so. And in the major leagues, the Oakland A's clinched a playoff spot with a win over Seattle, and the Tampa Bay lost to the Yankees. That means the American League playoff field is set with Boston, Cleveland, Houston, and the Yankees joining the Athletics. Unless Oakland can make up a five-game deficit to Houston, the Yankees and Oakland are likely to meet for the wild card game next Wednesday. In the National League, the Atlanta Braves are still the only team to have clinched a playoff spot. The Chicago Cubs had the opportunity to clinch the NL Central, but lost to Pittsburgh last night 6-1. 7:51 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the SpringvilleToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had issues with the lights at the Concord Causeway and the Bankhead Tunnel, Moffitt and Chingdary. They've reset them more than once with accidents at Moffitt and Roland. That's an overturned vehicle that hit a power pole. Moffitt and Pinetucky Road, still there at Cottage Hill and McFarland. If you're traveling right in front of Austell, they've got an accident at Atsco Road. Air Terminal and Airport and Flay Pierce Road are still clear. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel, Golf Resort, and Spa in Point Clear. Go to Grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and a few thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, showers and a few thunderstorms with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service, and we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
7:54, FM Talk 106.5. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. This morning, four people are on the run and police need your help. Investigators say the four stole items inside of the dollar store on Moffitt Road. And now the Mobile County Sheriff's Office needs help identifying the suspected thieves and putting them where they belong. According to deputies, all four went into that store and swiped whatever they could put into a shopping cart or carry out the night of September the 12th. They waited until the cashier was too busy to notice, left the store, and left the parking lot in a gold Toyota Camry. If you have information, call the sheriff's office at 251-574-8633. And the state of Alabama will be featured on the national stage as NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt comes to Montgomery as part of his Across America tour. That's happening October the 9th, and the show will be featured live from Montgomery. NBC officials confirmed that in the five-day tour across five states, Lester Holt will discuss issues which impact Americans in their respective hometowns and highlight those who are working to strengthen their communities and inspire others. The four other cities include Houston, Texas, Kansas City, Missouri, San Diego, California, and Tampa, Florida. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:56, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up next hour, a board discussion of the Kavanaugh interview from last night with Martha McCallum on Fox News. Quinn Hillier's going to join us. He's got a lot he wants to say about Brett Kavanaugh, and we'll get to that in a little bit, plus your calls and text at 343-0106. You know what? Keep that phone number handy, or at least on the text side, because today, not only is National Voter Registration Day, but it's National One-Hit Wonder Day.
Oh, awesome.
On September 25th, we turn up the volume to honor all the musical artists and the chart-topping songs that make them memorable. It's National One-Hit Wonder Day. A couple of one-hit wonders, just to get the brain juices flowing here. Earth Angel by the Penguins, 1955. 6 Days on the Road. Man, I love that song by Dave Dudley. That was 1963. Tiny Tim, which I, by the way, anybody who listens to Bill Finch's show and hears that Tiny Tim rejoin, yes, it's my fault that that was put in. I did that to Bill Finch, and now it's our inside joke. Tiptoe Through the Tulips, 1968. Smile a Little Smile for Me by The Flying Machine, that was 1969. 1970, House of the Rising Sun by Frigid Pink. And 1983, Putting on the Ritz by Taco, that's in the mix. And 1988, think about this as one-hit wonders as we give you a little time to think about this and text us in the one-hit wonder that's on your mind. You can do that at 343-0106. Yeah, 1988, Bobby McFerrin, and Don't Worry, Be Happy. We'll be right back.
Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this.